Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
The other story that I mentioned earlier that I do want to talk about is what happens in a situation where a couple is living together, but in fact they haven't, they're not married. Somebody perhaps dies intestate, he dies without a will. What happens to the properties? And we've seen some recent cases, particularly one of Bianca Naidu, life partner of the late recording artist and businessman Ricky Rick. What happens in that situation? So we wanted to get an update and some advice from Mpilelo Zikalala, founder and director of Zikalala Pty Limited. Good morning. Thanks for joining us. How are you doing?
Good morning to you, and also good morning to your listeners.
So what is the current law in South Africa in this regard?
The law is very clear. It says that you can only be regarded as a spouse in which you can get 50% of the share of any estate if you have been married to the person that has been deceased. Now, there are three instruments in which that can happen. The first one is the Civil Marriages Act. Second one, recognition of customary marriages act. And the third one, which is the Civil Union Act. Any other instrument do not actually allow you to be regarded as a spouse who is going to benefit from the estate. However, recently you can claim maintenance from the estate up until the estate has been finalized in terms of the maintenance of surviving spouse, as in which the definition of spouse in that particular legislation has been extended to even individuals who are not married. The other way in which you can then lay claim of any estate is that of unjustified enrichment, in which you would say, actually, this part of the estate does not belong to the deceased. I'm the one that contributed to this part of the estate. Yes, it may have been by virtue of our relationship, but it doesn't mean that I donated my assets to him or her. So I want to lay claim on it. Other than that, there is absolutely no way in which you can be regarded as having a share on the estate if those particular instruments are not there or those particular facts are not there in your case.
Mm. So the question is, what are the alternatives for couples living together, and especially for the person who's vulnerable, perhaps not the breadwinner, not the person who has access to funds?
The ultimate winner is drafting a will. A will is very clear because it then dictates and says my assets, which are going to appear in my name, must be then be given to so-and-so, to my spouse or to my partner. And if you name that particular individual, it's easy for you to then transfer the ownership of that estate to your partner. You can even name them as the executor and say, I want you to be the executor of my estate, because at the end of the day, these are all things which are going to be to your benefit. So just start now and be part and parcel of managing this particular asset. So if you have a validly drafted will, signed and executed by you and witnesses, and it is known by everyone, then it makes it very clear. And it's the number one solution to prevent all of this litigation and misunderstandings that end up taking place.
How are we, as a rule in South Africa, not as a rule, generally, are we up to date on this? Are we doing enough, or are we particularly tardy in this area?
I don't think we're doing enough, even though especially the legal industry has tried so much. I think on the 2nd or the 3rd week of September, it's going to be Wills Week, which is, again, one initiative which is taken by the industry to say, we can see the problems which are being faced by individuals that die without having a will. Make it easier for us, and make, most importantly, for our loved ones, by making sure that you have a will that has been drafted. There are instruments which you can buy maybe in our retail stores. I don't really recommend that you buy those, because it's much better for your will to be tailor-made to suit your needs. And in instances where you scratch out something, we don't know whether you're scratching it out because you wanted to choose it, or you are saying you don't want it to be part of your will. So it is better if it's drafted by someone who will be able to dictate all these things and then come up with a clear solution which is tailor-made for you. But another thing which seems to be a problem is the cultural taboo-ness of discussing death. In many cultures, they then think, if I start thinking about my will or thinking about my will, that means that my days are numbered, which is not necessarily the case. So if we can come back to a culture of saying, let's talk about death, let's talk about leaving the estate and who the estate must go to, let's talk about making sure that at the end of the day you are covered or you protect the heart and assets that you've worked for, it would be much more easier for us to deal with these things at a later stage. maybe just another one would be the long process it takes for other marriage regime or cultural wedding or marriage processes up until you come to the final end, which then leave a vacuum from the start in which those particular processes have started up until the end. Let's take the Recognition of Customary Marriages Act, for example. You have your lobol, you have
and
have the wedding and all those other things.
Yeah, and I think that these are the things that we need to look at, and we need to be aware. You do not want to find yourself in that situation at all, and especially when it is so easy to prevent. Mpilele Zikalala, founder and director at Zikalala Pty Limited. It's 8:20. I'm Howard Feldman. Good morning.